This is Editor and Community Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and on the web in high definition at kfai.org. زي كاب كتابة مينيابوليس فنو راديو محبر السب إير ترايو مينيابوليس 93 FM أب إنترنت ما بهاي ديفينيشن أب KFAI.org يفنو مرحبا دك حلال مريد كمل لهم كما تقنيو خبرات سمعتنا لومي سنبت 31 مغابيت كتشحن 94 عام تمهرتيو رحسك نيات صومات ناي رمضان كم اون ناي صوم 4 عامات كم اون كبرات سمعتي تيم كلاتكم من تخرستنا ناي توحدو ديكونكم رحس ايستر يقبلكم لو ما انت ايستركم مخان نحبر ما رحس ايستر يقبلكم انا بلنا ناي لو ما انت مدب نجمر ناي لو ما انت مدب حيزلكم قريبه الله وحوكم سي بين مس بصاي سامي تخلاكم اون لمي سامي علينا ناي لو ما انت مدبنا باركم صعب يخون فلما سمناو زينا ارنا افريكا بانجليزي يعيبو زينا بتقرنا خلوان نايو بدحريو خبرات سماعتي زا حالف السمون الالز نبرنا مس كبر بصاي عبد الرحمن بزعبو قمقام كنقبر كفتنا كاو قطيلنا خاني تجميرنا ياز نبرنا تخوناتات ايتوبيا نعانا بخيمي كبيرا فكت قبرنا لنا جميرنا ياز نبرنا خلطة سمون زقبر علال مساميلي تأخلا عبلو ما عانت نجو هنقطلو خم بوخانا نحبروكم مبجاكا زي هزباو حابريتا نعاهم زمست إلنا زا حاسبنا موزيكا نحزنا لكم تقريبنا سلزلنا سنايم كتالي قبر لكم النابلنا خسام ودا مدبنا مسان خص انحنا تمننا ابنا لو ما انت زيان نوزدكم لو ما انت زيان بانجليزي زلنا قريبو دلو لمي اساميل قبل مي اساميل نوزدكم لمي
Thank you, SA. Welcome to Eritrean Community Radio, Horn of Africa News Summary. Reading the news today, I'm Lemuel Samuel. Today is March 31st, 2024, and here is today's news summary. In domestic news, President Isaias Afwerki sent a message of congratulations on behalf of the people and government of the state of Eritrea and on his own behalf to President Bassirou Diomaye Faye on his election as President of the Republic of Senegal. In his message, President Isaias Afwerki expressed his trust that his election will advance the task of economic development and progress in the Republic of Senegal, and inspired by his refreshing perspectives and position on the global architecture of government. President Isaias reiterated that the convergence and alignment of respective positions of the two countries bodes well with the consolidation of bilateral ties of cooperation between the two countries. President Isaias also wished good health to President Bassirou Diomaye Faye and every success in all of his endeavors, as well as peace and prosperity to the people of the Republic of Senegal. A crucial meeting took place on March 29th and March 30th in Massawa, focusing on the implementation of national measles and rubella vaccination programs, which also includes the distribution of vitamin A supplements. The event, organized by the Ministry of Health's branch in the Northern Resi region, brought together heads of social services from the subzones and healthcare professionals. Mr. Teros Yehigdego, the head of national vaccination programs at the Ministry of Health, noted that the ministry's efforts to ensure the supply and guarantee of success of the vaccination programs. Mr. Tedros also announced that the forthcoming vaccination drive will target children aged 9 months to 5 years, and children aged 6 months and to 5 years will receive vitamin A supplements as part of the initiative. Mrs. Asmerat Abraha, the governor of the region, also emphasized the importance of a timely information dissemination to prepare the public for active participation in the program. The meeting included in-depth discussions on various issues and concluded with participants reaffirming their commitment to ensure the successful execution of the vaccination program. The Russian Pacific Fleet Brigade, Marshal Shaposhnikov, arrived on March 28th for a five-day port call in Massawa, commemorating the 30th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the Russian Federation and the state of Eritrea. Upon its arrival in the Massawa port, the naval brigade was warmly welcomed by the Eritrean military. Sorry, the Eritrean Navy, specifically. The welcoming ceremony was attended by senior government officials, commanders of the Eritrean Defense Forces, and Mr. Igor Moizgo, the ambassador of the Republic of the Russian Federation to Eritrea. Senior government officials and military commanders toured the naval brigade and received a briefing on the objectives of the tour and its history. In the past, India's naval ships had also conducted a similar tour to the port city of Massawa. The 18th YPFDJ conference in Europe convened in the 28th of March in Italy under the theme, quote, Eritrea, cohesive within, solidarity beyond, end quote. The conference is being attended by more than 600 youth from over 12 countries in Europe and the U.S. Mr. Fahatsion Petros, Eritrean's ambassador to Italy, commended the active participation and contribution of members of the PFDJ. He expressed his expectation that the organization will strengthen its organizational capacity and participation in national affairs. During the Congress, participants will engage in thorough discussions on strengthening organizational capacity, unity, and contribution to national affairs. The Eritrean Football Championship, which kicked off on March 10th in Asmara Ankaran, reached its grand finale on March 24th at Asmara Stadium. The championship concluded with a riveting final match between Kayseri Bahri and Denden football clubs, accompanied by an array of cultural and artistic showcases. Denden Club, representing the Ministry of Defense, emerged as the triumphant champion of the 2024 season, securing a 2-1 victory over Kayseri Bahri Club from the Central Region. This victory marked a significant achievement for the Denden team and national football scene. Mr. Paulos Wildirhamanot, the president of the Football Federation, highlighted the tournament saw participation from 10 clubs spanning all regions of Eritrea and the Ministry of Defense. The championship's climax saw Denden Club being awarded a gold medal and a prize of 100,000 Nakfa, while Kayseri Bahri Club received a silver medal with 75,000 Nakfa. Individual accolades were also distributed, recognizing the best goalkeeper, player, goal scorer, and most disciplined club, further celebrating the excellence and sportsmanship of the Eritrean football. And now on to regional news. The Ethiopian Defense Force this week said that it has arrested what it has called Fano cells, which were allegedly engaged in luring some Defense Force members into selling their guns, leaving the Defense Force or desert. So far, 20 have been found. The Defense Force went on to claim that they were arrested under the special operation after, quote, members of the regiment expressed willingness to desert and made firearms available for sale, end quote. One machine gun, one sniper, and four AK-47s were made ready for sale that was meant to be set up in ensnared Fano cells. The suspects are under investigation, the commander is cited as saying. In related development, the Defense Force has also been making claims of significant military gains in the Fano region of Ethiopia. Among others, it is said to have eliminated 58 extremists and arrested 5 others. Fano forces have been dismissing Defense Force claims as pure lies. On the other hand, Fano forces this week have reported that they have captured 509 government soldiers from the latest battle in the region. In Somalia, the region of Puntland declared on Sunday that it has withdrawn its recognition of Somalia's federal government, citing recent constitutional modification as a violation of the country's long-standing federal accord. The announcement came after the Somali Federal Parliament passed a revision to Somalia's constitution that has caused political turbulence and raised fears about national unity. Puntland claimed that these modifications contradict the underlying agreement of Somalia's federal system, as contained in the Transitional Federal Constitution and the Puntland State Constitution. Puntland and other critics see the reforms, which change the power dynamic between the president and prime minister and introduce a multi-party system, as moves to threaten Somalia's federal arrangement. The president's increased powers have generated concerns that a centralized authority may undermine the sovereignty and federal states such as Puntland. And finally, in Sudan, the Wad Madani resistance committees in central Sudan accused the rapid support forces of killing at least 16 civilians in attacks on villages west of Sennar. This comes amidst widespread condemnation of forces displacement caused by the RSF. The committee's report earlier that a, quote, massive wave of displacements, end quote, following systematic RSF raids in the Al-Hashashisa locality north of the West Sennar villages. These raids allegedly targeted 28 villages, killing 28 civilians between the beginning of Ramadan and March 16th. A Saturday statement from the resistance committees detailed a recent attack by Wad Abdu Abna village by the RSF, resulting in 11 deaths and 16 injuries among residents. A similar attack in Mansara village reportedly left 5 dead and several wounded. The statement mentioned that the RSF raid on the Basut village causing an unknown number of casualties outside the village. The Emergency Lawyer Initiative, the human rights group, reported that hundreds of civilians fleeing Al-Hashashisa and South Al-Jajira localities due to escalating RSF violence. The emergency lawyers strongly condemned the RSF actions, calling them blatant human rights violations. They urged the world to acknowledge the tragedy civilians are facing, including assaults, killings, forced displacement, and property theft. This concludes our Horn of Africa news summary this week. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, Lemuel. Kubra sama'atna habza qatilna zainab tigrinya lana ab zainab tigrinya nwastakum.
زخري مبل 47 عامت محرر كتما ضعفا بعسران سلسل مقابيت بعرث اب تاريخه وعرثات فرنيلو مورس تمكرون بهلاوي مسندوتاتن بكبز بلد مقت تصمبيلو ابتي منستر عيون محبرا ودحنتن ويزرو لؤل قبر ابن اما حداريت زبا سيميناو كحي بحري ويزرو اسمرت ابرهان زي ترخبالو وقعو تصمبل بسما واحدت كوميتي زقر بقال مبل 47 عامت زخري محرر كتما ضعفا فولي زقبرو اب تاريخه بوتاتات يماناي گمبار نقفه مبعالو كم زخونه بمتقاس اب نقفان كبابي انسترايه صنعاتن زتخفله مسواتن مسرت نايتي دحريو اب زنبر مدرخاتن گطماتن زتمزگب عوتات مخانو انصيرو اتي علتن بوتان حضر سماتاتنا متگوار مبصعنا نحدسلي زبله اما حضرن زوبا نقفه اتو ياقوب ادريس بوگنو دفعت نقفه بب حد انت زبربر نفس وقفه رسوس خال رزنتن قيان زلوه تاريخ زحقف اردتات كم زخون اغنزيبو ابتصمبل بكوب ستساتفو ابلات من سرعيه المحبره ودحنتن كمون تمهارو نبرت نقفان كاب استفال لكبابتات هاجرنا زمصو زيغاتاتن بزعبا اب ارد فرني لستفصم قياتات زتخفل مسواتن من نبابرو تغادلاين زغلص سفيح مبره بغدايم تغادلت توهيبو كتما نقفا دحنا شدشت اوارح كبابان مريل كويناتن بعسران سلستان مقابيت حنت عاتي ميتن سبعا شوعاتن حنساب نحوارون ناس ازخونات ابحرنا طاوك السنة تأمرتسن عاتن توفاينتن يا
مارشال شابوشينكوف زت سميت وتهدرايت مركب حيل بحري فدرشن روسيا نيح مجتمع التات عدت نمفتسام لوم عسران شمونتن مقابيت بساعتات كد مغطري ودباز عاتيام ازي بمخنيات مبل 30 عامت وقعاو من مسرات دبلوماسيا وزمدناتات ايرتران فدرشن روسيا زت تودب عدت نتبرق نايتي اب مونغو ايرتران روسيان معبيل زلو مغزم دناتاتيوم ابتي لعلو تسمى زي منقستن عزز تحيلتات مكلخال ايرتران كمون امباسادر فدرشن روسيا اب ايرترا ايغور موزغوز ترخبو لسنا سرعات بفتانات جلابو حيل بحري ايرترا زتسني دمو اقابلا تغير اللام لعلو تسمى الزن عزز سراويتن ايرترا نتا مركب نتزاور تعزيب موان بزعب عودتان تاريخان مجلس يتواهيب ومن أبز حالة فقرب أوان ون مركب حي البحر الهندي أود باز اعتماسها العدة مكيادة ززكريم
ብፕረዚደንት ሃማድኤ ወይዘሮ ተኻ ተስፋ ሚካኤል ዝተመርሐ ልኡኽ ኤርትራ ካብ 11 ክሳብ 22 መጋቢት ኣብ ኒውዮርክ ኣብ ዝተጋብአ መበል 68 ኣኼባ ኮሚሽን ኩነታት ደቂ ኣንስትዮ ናይ ውድብ ሕብራት ሃገራት ተሳቲፉ ኣብቲ ቁልጡፍ ዓወታት ንምርግጋፅ ምዕሩይ ዕድላት ደቂ ኣንስትዮ ምውጋድ ድኽነትን ፊናንሳዊ ትካላት ብምሕያል ሚዛናዊ ምቕራሐ ፀጋታት ምስማር ብዝብል ቴማ ዝተኻየደ ኣኼባ ልኡኽ ኤርትራ እስትራቴጂካዊ ኣመለኻኽታ መንግስትን ህዝብን ኤርትራ ኣብ ፖለቲካዊ ቁጠባዊ ማሕበራውን ካልእን ፅላታት ከምኡውን ምዕሩይ ስታፌ ዜጋታት ንምርግጋፅን ዘካይድዎ ዘለዉ ፃዕሪ ብምጥቃስ ሞት ኣዴታትን ህፃናትን ኣብ ምንእካይን ምክንሻብ ደቂ ኣንስትዮ ኣብ ምውጋድን ብኣብነት ዝጥቀስ ምዕባለ ከም እተመዝገበ ገሊፁ ኣፍራይነት ደቂ ኣንስትዮ ከም ምርጫ ዘይኮነ ከም ውሳነ ተረ ኣገዳሲ ቦታ ስለ ዝሕዝ ኣብ ምህናፅ ቁጠባዊ ዕቤት ከምኡውን ሃገራዊ ሰላምን ስኒትን ብመትከል ዝስራሓሉ ዘሎ ዕማም ምዃኑ ዝሓበረ ልኡኽ ኤርትራ ማሕበራዊ ፍትሒ ንምንጋስ ክሳብ ዝረሓቐ ከባቢታት ማሕበራዊ ኣገልግሎታት ኣብ ምውዳድ ከምኡውን ፀጋታት ሃገር ብምዕሩይ ኣብ ምብፃሕን ምዕሩይ ስታፌ ደቂ ኣንስትዮ ኣብ ኩሉ ኣብ ምርጋፅ ዓብ ዕማም ከም እተሰላሰለ ኣነፂሩ እቲ ልኡኽ ብተወሳኺ ኣብ ዝተፈላለየ ብደረጃ ሚኒስትራት ዝካየድ ዘተታትን ተመክሮ ናይ ምቕሳብ መድረኻትን ብምስታፍ ኣብ ምቕራሐ ፀጋታት ምርጋፅ ማዕረ ዕድላት ኣብ ትምህርቲ ጥዕና ስራሕ ክፍሊ ደሞዝ ዋንነት መሬት መሰላት ሓዳር ከምኡውን ግቡኡን መሰለን ዜጋታት ኤርትራ እትምርሓሎም ሕግታት ኣካፊሉ ኣብ መደምደምታ ምስ ኩለን ብሽርክነት ኣብ ምዕባለ ደቂ ኣንስትዮ ዝነጥፋን ኣብ ዞባና ሰላምን ውሕስነትን ደቂ ኣንስትዮን ህፃናትን ንምርጋፅ ዝቃለሳን ሃገራትን ማሕበራትን ንክሰርሕ ዘለዎ ድልውነት ኣረጋጊፁ ኣብቲ ኣኼባን ርክባትን ኣብ ሃማድኤ ሓላፊት ክፍሊ ፖለቲካውን ውድባውን ጉዳያት ወይዘሮ ትዕበ ክንድያ ከምኡውን ቀዋሚት ኣምባሳደር ኤርትራ ኣብ ውድብ ሕቡራት ሃገራት ኣምባሳደር ሶፊያ ተስፋ ማርያምን ኣባላት ሚሽንን ተሳቲፎም ነይሮም
ኣብ መላእ ሃገር ካብ ዝርከባ 108 ናይ ካልኣይ ደረጃ ኣብያተ ትምህርቲ ንዝመፁ ተምሃሮ 11 ክፍሊ ተቐቢላ ካብ 21 መሃሰ 223 ንልዕሊ 7 ወርሕ ናይ 12 ክፍሊ ትምህርቲ ኣገልግሎት ክህብ ፀንሐት ቤት ትምህርቲ ዋርሳይ ካኣሎ ሳዋ ናይ ዓመተ ትምህርቲ 223 224 ኣካደሚያዊ ንጥፈታታ ብወግዒ ዛዚማ ብ29 መጋቢት ኣብ ዝተካየደ መዛዘሚ ስነ ስርዓት ርእሰ መምህርታ ቤት ትምህርቲ መምህር ርእሶም ገብሪ ሂወት ኣብ ዘስምዖ ቃል ካብቶም ምሳዋ ዝወረዱ ተምሃሮ እቶም 99 ሚእታዊት ትምህርቶም ብግቡእ ከም ዝወድኡ ብምግላፅ ናይ ሎም ዓመት ብዙሒ ተምሃሮ ካብ ናይ ዝሓለፈ ዓመት ብ35.5 ሚእታዊት ከም ዝዓቢ ገሊፁ እታ ቤት ትምህርቲ ኣገልግሎት ክትህብ ካብ ትጅምር 21 ዓመታት ከም ዝገበረ ተሰሓበረ መምህር ርእሶም ዛጊት ብጠቕላላ ልዕሊ 273,000 ተምሃሮ ተቐቢላ ኣብ ሃገራዊ መልቅቂ ምርምራ ከም ዝሳተፈትን ብዙሓት ካብኣቶም ናብ ኮሌጃትን ሞያዊ ማእከላትን ተፀንቢሮም ኣብ ህንፀት ሃገር ዓብዪ ኣበርክቶ ይገብሩ ከም ዘለዉ ብምግላፅ ንተምሃሮ ኣብ ምእላይን ምምል እዛንን ብተወፋይነትን ሓላፍነትን ዝሰርሑ ኣባላት ማእከል ስልጠና ሃገራዊ ኣገልግሎትን መምሃራንን ኣመስጊኖም ኣብ መወዳእታ ድማ ተምሃሮ ኣብ ሳዋ ኣብ ዝፀንሕሉ ግዜ ኪኖ ኣካደሚያዊ ፍልጠት ኣእምራኣውን ኣካላውን ብቕዓት ኣጥርዮም ብእወታዊ ኣመለኻኽታን ራእን ተማእዚኖም ሮማትን ብስነ ምግባርን ክብርታትን ሕብረተሰቡን ዝተሃንፅ ክኾኑ ምእንቲ ምስ ማእከል ስልጠና ሃገራዊ ኣገልግሎት ብውህደት ከም ዝዓዩ ኣረድዩ ኣብቲ ተምሃሮ ብዘቕረቦ ስነ ጥበባዊ ፍርያት ዝማዕረገ ስነ ስርዓት ኣብ ትምህርቶም ፀብለልታን ዝረኣዩ ብሉፃት ተምሃሮ ኣብነታውያን መምሃራን ከምኡውን ተምሃረ ብብዝሒ ዝሕለፈ ኣህዱታትን ኣለይትን ሽልማት ተዓዲሉ
ኣብ ንቑጣ ሕርሻዊ ምርምር ሻምብቆ ዕዉት ፈተን ምርምርን ኣብ ካልሕ መልሲ ፍረታትን ኣግራብን ይካየድ ኣሎ ብዜካቲ ኣብ ምሩፃታ ዝርእቲ ዝካየድ ቀጻሊ ፈተነን ምርምርን ፍረ ዝህቡ ኣትክልትን ሓደሽቲ ዓሌታት ኣሕምልትን ብምትትታው ንተፃዋርነቶምን ኣፍራይነቶምን ዝምልከት ደቂቕ መፅናዕቲ ኣተባባ ዕፅኢት ይርከቦን ከም ዘሎ ሓላፊት ንቑጣ ኣቶ መለስ ገብረ እግዚኣብሔር ሓቢሮም ኣብ ሓፂር ግዜ ዝፍረ ዓይነታት ተምሪ ባናናን ዘይቱንን ከምኡውን ጉዕ በርበረ ሽጉርትን ካሳቫን ዝኣመሰሉ ዓሌታት ኣሕምልቲ ፈተነን ምርምርን ዝተገብረሎም ምዃኖም ዝጠቐሳቶ መለስ እቲ ዝካየድ ዘሎ ፈተነ ንሓርሶ ዘርብሕን እቶታውነት ሕርሻ ዘመሓይሽን ከም ዝኾነ ገሊፆም ክኢላ ስነገረብ መንእሰይ ሚካኤል ክፍለ ብወገኑ ጎንጎነት ኣብእካል ኣሕምልትን ፍረታትን ዝግበር ዘሎ ፈተነ ኣብቲ ከባቢ መተካእታ ዝወረሱ ኣግራብ ንምትካል ኣብ ዘካይድዎ ፃዕሪ ኣሰዋፆ ክህልዎ ኣብ ዝኽእል ፈልስታት ኣግራብ ፈተነ ከም ተኻይዳ ረድዩ ክኢላ ካብቲ እንስሳ መንስያስ መላሽ ተስፋ ኣለም ድማ ኣብ ምህርቲ ፀባ ለውጢ ንምምፃእ ምሩፃት ከብቲ ናይ ምረባ ሕማም እውን ከም ዝካየድ ብምጥቃስ نحرصو زربح كم زخنا أرديوم
بكوربوريشن زرعت انتريتن عب دوباوي معراب زواقاش باركاز سلاسل زلو حرشاو بروجكتات زهبا مهرتي بعينة المتنن كب مبال قربن من ملا عتب سقمتاتي وصر كم زلو تقليتون أكايد سرحنا يتحرشاتات عطو حيلز قهابته اتزكاي زلو بروجكتات عب قرست كتاي فانكوت امو على قدر تسنين عد عمرن عالبون بمسنون كرمتاو زنابن نزلم حرشاو نتفتات كم زد تقالل بمتكاس سالا عبر كتو نبرتين وزواتات قولج تسنين هايكوتان عب صفحات زلم معمريتن عينة فرياتن روي عبيتي مزقب كم زلو عبرهون أمنا يكلتشن 24 ناي فريات وقت طري كاب بروجكتات حرشا قرست فانكوت امون عد عمرن استحافسه ليل 23 شيح كنتال كوميدر ناب فابريكاتات باناتهمن افيم بولن كم تلاكز تغسات حيلزقي بزيكاتي عمت مولو ناب عداقاتات زغرب بانانا ببوغتو زفري احمل تنفرتاتن تبوغ مهرتي حفوساكم زول حبيرون أكايد سراح بروجكت حرشا عد عمر عطو ولد جابرييل جابر مريم بوغنو لما تحمل تنفرتاتن كومون مربحت ريت زركبو حرشا ونتفتات كم زكايدون نعبي مت كم زولن بمتكاس غون غونو نحايا لزيكاتات ناي سراح عدل كم تراح وقليتون بشغلة حرشاو فرياتن تربحت زخونو نبرتنايت كبابي بوغنوم سالاتي ببوانو سفح زلو حرشاو بروجكتات سرحوم تساما زرخبونون تمكرو زغاس مولون بايتا تفتير لهم كم زلو بمتكاس نمدن فعو كم سرحو عرقاقي تصوم
زغوركم سمعتنا على تاو زيناب تقلنياب زودينا لنا خب زغط زيناب تيا نيلو معانتها الاسنان وصدكم مولو معانتي الاسنا سفح زباليك وخوون مهناتو كلتسو من نقبر الاسن جميرنا يرنا بيتوبيا ومنقستي توبيا مسويانا اخيبا قيرم ويانا خانا بعلاتهم كاني سلست سومن داك الاخيباتات قيرم موت تاخبت نقر حانتي تعيدا موتيام بزعب اخر زاربينا مغناتو تي وكل نقر مستوى سي ايرتا خبتنا التدوبات بريتلو كاو توصا زبل ريتو طعم حيزم مسيام مو نسوها عاني حق انه دايبو اللوهم مخانو بزعبو حد علال حيزانيرنا نسوخن قطر اللوهم مخانا نحبركم بجوك اخو برا سماعتي امنا لو معانت زيانا خم السماع اخمو ابا اللامت اب راي عمالتي امحاران تقارون وقع جميرهم كامريسهم او اربعة تدخون سبات او تقتيلهم ولا قلز بحال نقرالو نسو من مستخول لساقامات بيتوبيا زقات امدلو نا يتوبيا نا رومون نا امحاران نسخول لأسسرا بلناون بزعبوه نزاربكم وحنا نحبركم كأو قطعنا من عالم من دحر داعتنا خاني أب نعلم زقبر دلو سنغال أب سومون زي نقول عالم سبرايز جيرامو فرنسا نمعرابا بيان دارقا وطلنا زبل حدا حدش بريزرين تمريسو نسوون تأفريقا معبالة زقبر دلو أبت ناي سبعتات سمانياتات زنبري أفريقا ناتنا تتروخ بولو زنبري تقوان نعو دارقا خماسا سال جمرال لومو نسوون كم حدا استيقيرنا ونكن زارة بولو هنفتنين أب موت أتا خاني أب كان أرسي سفح إلنا خن زارف من كلنا أب سومن زي نيا راشا مركب أب إرتاعتيا الساعات أتون كلا حدا خابتي أم بريزيدنت خنو خمر صاري بدرلو بينا قبل زقابير زبال حدا خابتي أم لا تناخلا باتنا مالتيهم نسون تاي قبر أب إرتاخ مطسي لب حاسي يوم دي كونتي أباتسوانا مع بلات سلز نبرة أو خاطو سلز هيك أول يوم ناب كساي مش يوم ناب إرتامش يوم زبل كساي تزاريبو إذن البريزيدنت هو خون نحن البريزيدنت كوات أويد حاسي بدرلو مو بتوانا جن بحر زبال يبلان منات عزوتي لك عم يتبيع عزوتي هاجريا بحر يبلان جن زات من دم راح تخون زقبوم درلو نسوون جزين حرقي منات نكف كنا بولينا أموت أتاخاني ليلي يوهانس يانجست إريتريان ساكر بلاير أمنا يو إس ناشونال تيم تمريت حرا إلى أتي الله. in fact أبسو من زين أديداس كونتراكت ساينجرا. مزول نجاري حزناركم قد ما دلنا خبرات سمعتي. قدمنا تونا جن سو من زين. نافع حراز خونة اللو علت سلز خونة علت إسان شوعتن يا مثلاً يا بزور حزية بشحن شعتن بيتن سبعان شوعتن نات أز خونة اللو نع آخر ذكرنا إحنا حلو سدين دلتي عباي عدنا عباي أدينا ساحل راي ساحل رسقة ما نافع. إنه أبا نوزدكم قدم بأجرنا على موسيقى عن الجمر كأو قط إنه خبر سمعتي أبتار إسلام نوزدكم هنا ممسانات الحوم
بميسائل بكلاستر بمباتات عاني خيخي كم كلن كدماتات زي أخيلو بديح الحار نتكي نخالو قد أبنتي وحجبتي في
مريكا دينا يمرا ناي تسوى بميسا من أبا ينفا ونفا ناي بربات عوات بديمو دي حالفا فلتا من زلائي تكبو تغيفا
في المريكا دينا يمرا ناي تسوى بخر سحل عبا ينقى وينقى نايم بعد عوض فتيم وزي حالفة مرزا من زلائي تكبو ونحفة
في ماريكا دينا يمرى المتسفة بخر سحل عبا ينقى وينقى نايم بعد عوض فتيم وزي حالفة
سجد عقوني اوان فرق الليدي زنبي مسبك ابو ورحيك واخبتي نات زدتا ابتي بيسا ترايدي عبجسوب سراويت جمر متقاتي
عبجسوب سراويت جمر متقاتي
مرد بوغ حيلو حموش تمشي امونتن تسبار قلتمو حموش تمشي ديشتن سراويت ناي درقي مسكول نواتن عفل ممتقات تراي دندن ونتون
عفل ممتقات تراي دندن
نكو مقالح بحبات خيح اخران تشلمي بقل ملح ملح انبحى بند اندن جمرك نبح تبات لم سرعي بجمع التنوي
لم سرعي
ماويتا دينا كورا لناي تسوى بخري سحل عبا ينقى وينقى نايم بعد عوض فتيم وزي حالفة مرزا من سلائي تكبو ونحيفة
ماويتا دينا كورا لناي تسوى
قبل سعد حرينا عبتابا ناي كوليت متكعتي حابري تخابا جيقنا الدوين شفي حدا ينقل كولي عوش طاو مسمر كوني تحبلي
عوش طاو مسمر كوني تحبلي
ناي وري معكنا تريد عالم كلن وري سارا جواب وقلو وقن قدم زن صحابا كالا اي تزار ايبن بوخر عين حفاش دبري مسمارن بوخر
عين حفاش دبري
نكو مقالح بحبا الخيح أقران تشلمي بألم اللي ملح انبحى بند اندن جمرك نبح تبات لم سرعي بيجو ما تنوي
لم سرعي
ماويتا دقينا يمورال نايت اسفا بخري سحل عباي نقفا وينقفا نايم بعد عوض فتيم وزي حالفا مرزا من سلائي تكبو
ونقفا يغابر كم سماعتنا مو سمعو دلوهم عبا قابر في الماويتا دقينا يمورال نايت اسفا بخري سحل عباي نقفا ونقفا يزبنا دلموني بحكي أبش حنش عاتم 1970 شوعات الناس عامس وقت نقفا دحريو فتيما خايت الدفرت كسب مو داتا وال ديفوتو نو خينا ما يكونو بزحات ينفتينو بزحات ينكبيرو بزحات قبيرو ناو تاريفو مالو مو زو نغر غيرم غنا مو داتا ترا ايدم يم تاريفو نافا خاني كمتي زبلنا دلو عيت دفرتن كل نزغول غيزي تطويلا حولتي ناي ارتا خينا مو كبرى سمعتي حزب حبرت علينا بغزي خن باب زغبو دحريو اب ناي تي ار اس تي ناي لما انت بزح صرتينا لكم نبرنا اول وزدوك منا مجمر يا غنبتي قداميتي حزب حبرت علينا
Lập trình trên KFAI được mang đến cho bạn bởi dịch vụ truyền thông dân tộc thúc đẩy truyền thông văn hóa đa dạng thông qua mạng lưới các phương tiện truyền thông phong phú trên toàn quốc. Thẻ quà tặng là để tặng quà. Chúng thường không được sử dụng để thanh toán, trả IRS, trả tiền bảo lãnh hoặc trả nợ. Không phải trả tiền cho một giải thưởng hoặc trả tiền cho một công ty tiện ích. Không phải cho một trường hợp khẩn cấp gia đình. Nếu ai đó yêu cầu bạn thanh toán cho họ bằng thẻ quà tặng để khắc phục sự cố thì đó có thể là lừa đảo. Nếu bạn nghĩ rằng bạn đã trả tiền cho một kẻ lừa đảo, hãy báo cáo với công ty thẻ quà tặng yêu cầu trả lại tiền của bạn. Bạn có thể truy cập báo cáo điểm gian lận ftc.gov để tìm hiểu thêm và thông báo cho Ủy ban Thương mại Liên bang.
Programming on KFAI is brought to you by Ethnic Media Services, promoting cross-cultural communications through a network of diverse media outlets nationwide. Gift cards are for gifts. They are not typically used to make payments, pay the IRS, pay bail, or pay a debt. Not to pay for a prize or pay a utility company. Not for a family emergency. If someone asks you to pay them with gift cards to fix a problem, it's likely a scam. If you think you paid a scammer, report it to the gift card company, ask for your money back. You can visit reportfraud.ftc.gov to learn more and alert the Federal Trade Commission.
Okay, my books, I'm not going Sammy. This week we have a lot of stuff to cover. 2 weeks ago, we started talking about the situation in Ethiopia. In relation to airtime, Ethiopia's problems are many. You know, we're not going to try to dive into that. It's not something that we can resolve. You know, it's not something that we should even try to resolve. It's not. It doesn't really concern us. But you know, it's very unfortunate. Ethiopia had a great opportunity to have peace for the first time in a long time, to lead its own path, and then not only its own path, but to lead the whole region. It is a pretty big, powerful country, and it should have been leading. And yet, after this whole Wayana debacle, Abiy Ahmed decided to go back to the traditional Ethiopian method of leadership based on ethnicity. Based on ethnicity, one side of ethnic group playing against the other. And he didn't divert too much from that now. I think he tried to entertain the Amhara for a little bit and then trying to entertain the Oromo, promising them that they can have their own independent Oromo empire, you know, with access to the Red Sea that goes right through Somalia, which Somalia does not even have access to the Red Sea, but he's saying they're going to have access to the Red Sea right through Somalia. I don't know what that means. but somebody give him a map, right?
Yeah.
But oh, sorry, hold on. Sorry.
Maybe he's playing something with Djibouti as well.
Oh no, I don't think he entertains anything with Djibouti because Djibouti is a French protectorate, and the U.S. military is there. The British, I think.
There's about five countries there.
Well, I think this. We'll be like better served by mentioning countries that are not there.
Yeah.
Because almost everybody else is there. The Japanese are there. The Chinese are there. Yeah. Everybody's there, you know? So
Vegas.
It's like
I called her Vegas. Djibouti is Vegas.
Yeah. So I think right now, too, he's actually entertaining having a base in Djibouti, like everybody else, Ethiopia. Okay. Military base, you know. So the agreement with the Somaliland was a military base. The memorandum of understanding, what he told the Ethiopian population was that they're going to have an economic avenue there. So this really angered the Somalians because, no, what we agreed, they said, was a military base because they don't want to give up their military cash cow. I mean, their economic cash cow to the Ethiopians. So this really angered the Somalilanders. And he had already angered the Somali, the proper Somali nation, you know, because Somalia and Somaliland, by all accounts, is supposed to be one country, right?
Yeah.
And this also angered everybody in the region. You know, it's like, well, why are you trying to annex another country? But so what he told the Oromo population was that they're going to have the Oromo Empire, Oromuma, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And he's telling the Amhara and the Tigray population that they're going to have access to the Red Sea, you know? So he basically went to the ethnic thing, you know? So without even finishing off the Tigray debacle, and now he started the Amhara one. And the Amhara are not too shabby. I mean, Amhara, they were the rulers of Ethiopia. They were the powerhouse in Ethiopia for a long time. Yeah, the elites.
Yeah.
I mean, even in terms of population, they are, was it 30% or 40% of the population?
Yeah. I think so. But about 40%, I'm sure. Yeah. They're not 30 that low, but they're the second most populous from Oromo.
Yeah, and then they're immensely powerful, and they have a lot of resources. So now he decided to pick a fight against Amhara, side with the Tigray, and then side with the Oromo, and then he's going to try to go back to... So I don't know, but the one that I wanted to talk about today is they had a meeting. You know, the Tigray, I guess the TPLF, they don't even exist anymore, right? But for all practical purposes, they're gone. But they decided to have a meeting, and they had a meeting for over a month. After the month-long meeting, they came out, and the one thing they can say is that Tigray is starving, so give us aid, right? And the number two thing they asked was that Eritrean troops have to get out of Tigray. So... when the Wayanis started that war in 2020, they started. They told all their people that they were going to have an independent Tigray. So you fought for an independent Tigray. They spent all the resources, and over a million people they lost, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you lose all that stuff at the end. You're not going to go back to the Ethiopian federal government and beg for money, right? Mm-hmm. So in Eritrea, 1991, we fought. And when Eritrea gains independence, there wasn't a single left in the country, a single thing left in the country. Even the university, the blackboard was gone. It was missing. They took it, right? Mm-hmm. Even they took the chalk with them. So right. There was nothing to write on, you know? Mm-hmm. And there was nothing standing left in the country. It's basically everything was just looted by the successive Ethiopian regimes, you know? Mm-hmm. But when Eritrea became independent, it did not ask for aid from Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would not be independent, right?
Right.
So yeah. You might ask for compensation. You know, I don't know if Eritrea even did that.
Yeah.
But what we said was, like, let's work together. We gave them access to the Red Sea, and then they ended up not even paying for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they did a lot of... things, but we never asked for handouts from the Ethiopian government, because now we're an Eritrean government, you're the Ethiopian government, let's work together, is what the idea was. So the TPLF, or the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the MMLT, let's call them the MMLT,
mm-hmm.
The Marxist-Leninist League of Tigray, you know, mm-hmm. that's what their real name was. So mm-hmm. these guys, they convinced their people to go to war against the federal government of Ethiopia, even though the Ethiopians had offered them a lot of opportunity for peace, they didn't take it. So after all that stuff, they lost over a million, and they did unimaginable amount of damage, especially to the Amhara regions, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Afar.
Yeah, the Afar, Amhara regions, they did a lot of damage, killed a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
Destroyed farms, destroyed livestock. They did a lot of damages. So after all that stuff, they had a meeting, and they come out and say, like, yeah, well, give us food, give us electricity, give us this, give us money. So they basically went to the thing, you know. So the one thing that, I mean, that we're concerned about is saying Eritrean troops have to get out of Tigray, you know. What are they talking about?
Well, I think the thing is, you have to specify what you mean by that, you know. Eritrea, if you claim or if you have a grievance over Eritrean people being in Eritrean soldiers being in a Tigray,
mm-hmm.
you have to specify where.
Yeah.
And you can't just say that, you know. You can't just say, like, okay, nobody so far, I haven't heard any TPLF member or TPLF rulers saying that Eritrea is here.
Yeah.
So most of us will take it as they meant Badme.
Yeah.
These people are so confused, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Badme, this in the border, this the demarcation, they have already decided that Badme belongs to Eritrea.
Yeah.
Okay? Belongs to Eritrea. Not awarded, you know. That's so that word I don't like. You know, when people say, "Well, Eritrea is awarded by the me," as if it were two people competed and they won.
Yeah.
Eritrea won. That's not it. Eritrea's claim was correct.
Yeah.
Okay. That by the me belongs to Eritrea.
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't award.
Mm-hmm.
We that was our rightful place.
Yes.
So that's how you have to present it, because a lot of people, even Eritreans, sometimes say, like, you know, by the me is awarded to Eritrea. It's not awarded.
Yeah.
Because it was proven to be Eritrea.
I think they probably meant because international court was the one that basically made a decision.
Yeah, made a decision based on historical facts.
Yes, yeah.
You know, if you made a decision based on historical facts, Badme is Eritrea.
Yeah.
And Eritrean claim Badme was correct.
Yeah.
So Eritrea was on the right.
See, if we do remember, like, in 1998 when this war started, the TPLF was asked, the Ethiopian government at the time was controlled by the TPLF, and they were asked, okay, so what is your claim? They never provided a single map.
Yeah.
Whereas Eritrea was providing a lot of maps. They said, like, okay, this is the land, so where do you want? Which area do you think belongs to you? And at some point, they said the Yirga Triangle is the only closest thing that they ever brought up to a discussion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Yirga Triangle covers, like, a huge area, parts of Eritrea and Ethiopia. It's called the Yirga Triangle. It's like where the triangle from Eritrea is covered, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then they put Badme, like, on one side of the line, and then they put on the other side of the line, but they never really provided exactly what they were looking for. So I think this was purposefully done. And by the way, because the idea was to confuse. And this was, I don't think it was a plan by the TPLF. I think it was an American plan.
Yeah, of course.
It was an American plan. But we saw it later on when the U.S. played his hand, then mm-hmm. we know it was an American mm-hmm. plan to mm-hmm. to create this.
It wasn't an issue. This, yeah. It's not about the. If it was border issue, you can't just sit down and settle it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is bring in. Because one thing that was that's border was very clear is that because it was signed between Menelik and
Italians.
So it was clear.
Yeah.
That's why by 1900, 1909, 1911, yeah. all those were signed and affirmed yeah. where the borderline is to the inches, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no confusion there.
Yeah.
But the intention is like you bring a cause like you do in Iraq,
yeah.
you know, by claiming that they have a
weapons of mass destruction,
then yeah. invade and destroy a country. Yeah. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Badm was not an issue.
Yeah.
And remember what Mullahs used to say, Badm and its inversion, he used to
yeah,
say that.
Environs,
so surrounding.
Yeah.
What is a surrounding? How do you live in surrounding? Mm-hmm. How many kilometers is surrounding?
Yeah.
1 kilometer, 1,000 kilometers, 200 kilometers? You can claim it anywhere.
Yeah.
So basically, this guy was asking the entire Eritrea.
Yeah, and then if the issue was about Badme, you know,
it wasn't.
They
yeah.
had already pushed and captured that area, even though we were saying like, no, this is our land.
Yeah.
Why go to Assad?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the idea is not about Badme. Well, the idea was about you know, how do you control the government or take over Eritrea and then, you know, take over Eritrea and create that greater Tigray, yeah. bigger Tigray. So that was the whole idea anyway. And blessed by the, of course, by the West.
Yeah.
So that was the case. Now, when they come up with these things right now, because we're diverted from our initial topic, mm-hmm. is that when they come up with this idea, with this claim that Eritrean soldiers have to leave mm-hmm. Tigray, or basically Ethiopia, we should call it, they don't specifically say where it is.
Exactly.
So if you don't say...
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, same thing with Badme. That's why I brought that issue. Yeah. So when you say that, you have to specifically say the Eritrean soldiers are here, 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 here.
Yeah.
That's why Eritrea never responded to these things.
Yeah.
And that's why there is the issue of Algiers Agreement, right?
Yeah.
If you bring an Algiers Agreement,
it's
clearly,
very, very detailed.
It's a detail. I mean,
the
yeah.
map, you can see it. It's just like, I think it goes within inches.
Inches, yeah, because it was done by GPS.
Yes.
So it was done by GPS. So there is no clearer border in the world yeah. between Ethiopia and Eritrea.
Yeah.
Because it was done by GPS. And GPS, like when you drive a car,
yeah.
you know, if you miss like 1 minute from your destination, it will tell you, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
You have 9 minutes away.
Turn so left now.
Turn left now. Turn right now. So it was done by GPS by degrees, you know, degrees, altitude, what do they call it? Longitude and latitude.
Altitude, yeah.
Longitude and latitude.
Yeah.
So it's clear that there is nothing to fight about. There is no nothing to argue about. So it's very clear.
Yeah.
But you have yeah. to leave those issues for the future conflict. See,
yes.
you raise these issues and then you make it as an excuse
so
to go.
We
would
probably need to jump out of this topic. But the one thing we should also be cognizant of is that the federal government should ask.
Yeah.
Not the regional.
Exactly.
Government.
Yeah.
So the regional government, Tigray cannot ask if the federal government says, yeah, I accept the thing. You know, so, yeah, it's very,
how
very convoluted.
Let me ask you a question. How can you ask the federal government that's basically run by Mike Hammer?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's their prime minister, right?
Prime minister, yeah.
And Ethiopia's prime minister is prime minister number two.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
He's prime minister number two. I mean, the prime minister number one is Mike Hammer, you know?
Yeah.
So this
Abiy is the mayor of Addis Ababa.
That's
why he's destroying Addis Ababa right now. He's knocking the buildings down.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, go ahead.
This week we heard issues within Alamita. Alamita, this is within the Raya in the southern region of Tigray, mm-hmm. or the eastern portion of Amhara land. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
so the Wayane or the Tagaru, they claim this area as being part of Tigray, mm-hmm. and Amhara say, no, this is their land. So what the TPLF had done before in 1991 when they came in, there was like no force in the world that would not in the world, but
yeah.
there was no force in Ethiopia that can challenge them because mm-hmm. they were backed by Eritrean forces. So at the time, they redrew the maps.
Yeah.
When they redrew the maps, they took a lot of chunks of land from everywhere else.
Yeah. You know?
And during that time, they took the southern portion of Tigray, is what they called it, and also the western portion of Tigray.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to maintain this land as their own, they committed a genocide. You know, by all accounts, I mean, the LA Times had a pretty good coverage about the genocide that they did in Gambela
yeah.
region.
Yeah.
I think it was, Chicago Tribune? Somebody had done a very, very good job of illustrating what they have done in the Ogaden region. know, where the TPLF just wiped out entire villages.
To take out lands, yeah.
Yeah, to take out lands because there was interest in oil.
Yeah.
So they wiped out entire villages, like everybody just massacred, you know.
Right.
And they did the same thing in the Afar region. But what they did in Amhara region was, it was very horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Because somewhere between 2 to 3 million people, so women and children, disappeared. Yeah. And nobody knows what happened to those guys.
Yeah, their number dropped during their administration. You know, the number of the Amhara region dropped.
Yeah, so the massacre that happened was not an easy thing. I mean, they did the same thing in the Oromo region too.
Right.
The Oromo population, they did a lot of atrocities there too. You know, so it's not just confined to the Amhara region. But 2 to 3 million Amharas disappeared. And these are men, women, and children. And they were not soldiers or combatants, you know. And this is
not to mention vaccinated them for the ladies not to get burns.
Under his
current HO,
World Health Organization,
under him,
Tedros Adhanom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this guy also did a huge damage to the Ogadian region, where he would not declare, some kind of an outbreak of disease, and he would not declare that.
Yeah,
he just like he renamed it to something else, and you know the guy's not a real doctor, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
not doctor of medicine.
Medical doctor, right?
And maybe he's got a doctorate in basket weaving under the water or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so this guy, he did a lot of damage, you know. But Amhara region, what happened? Like I'm trying to get to Maikadra, right?
Right.
So we saw like Maikadra when the Wayana were getting defeated. They went house to house like the Nazis were doing for the Jews, you know.
Yeah.
They would mark, this is Amhara land, Amhara house. This is not Amhara house, you know.
Right.
So every house that had the Amhara signature on it, they'd go up there and they killed the people.
Right.
And they killed thousands, you know.
Yeah,
this is
civilians.
Like, this is not like, civilians, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not like what they did like when they were in power. Mm-hmm. This is like in broad daylight. Well, it was like very, very well documented.
Yeah.
And I think the BBC or somebody did a really good job of reporting this stuff. But the West completely gave it a blind eye.
Yeah.
So now, the reason I bring it up is because the Western Tigray is what they call it, which is Walkite area, traditional Amhara land that the TPLF took for themselves because fertile lands. Now they are trying to claim that area as theirs. The same thing with Alamita and in the Raya region too.
Right.
Yeah. So there's some areas that they took. So now this is creating a conflict, but what's deafening is the silence of Abiy Ahmed and his government. They don't say anything about this. You know, so this is like a very, very disturbing when you look at it, you know. But we already mentioned that he plays this ethnic policies,
yeah.
You know, like where he gets one ethnic group to fight against another ethnic group, and somehow he thinks he's benefiting from that. But he's an Ethiopian prime minister, and he should be taking care of all Ethiopians, regardless of who they are. I mean, they could be the Tigrayan, they could be Afar, they could be whatever they want to be, but you got to take care of them because that's your responsibility, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what's your opinion about this whole conflict in West Tigray, now Alamita and in the Raya region? Like, how do you think it's going to play?
Well, I think, you know, we used to think early on in the since the prime minister come to power, we used to think he was a different, refreshing idea. He have like a international cooperation and then stabilize Ethiopia and all those things. But turned out to be it's a fake. The guy is very smooth con artist, I call him, really. Snake Oldsman. He will say something you want to hear and then he backstab you.
Yeah.
That's what he did to Eritrea, basically backstab us. That's okay. You know, what I mean by that is that, you know, we don't depend on anybody else anyway. That's fine. But what he's doing to Ethiopia is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The way the war with Wayana ended is the one that's mystery starts, the beginning of the mystery.
That was an injustice to Ethiopia.
Not only to Ethiopia, but to Tigrayans itself.
Yeah, Tigrayans themselves too, yeah.
Okay, this leadership was the cause of 1.5 death of Tigrayans.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing them to power
back again
is, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, so the amount of destruction that they did.
They did.
And Kobolcha and all the other.
Yes, Wollo, and Amhara region, Afar region. These people destroyed towns.
And they're not held accountable.
They were not accountable. Instead, he brings them to power.
Yeah.
So this is an insult to the Amhara and the Afar region.
Yeah.
To us, it's okay, because we kind of helped out.
The Eritreans,
the government. and then of course to the Afars and the Wolo region and the Amhara region. Yeah. So why did he do that? My question is, why did he do that? Why did he do all this kind of things? My theory is that he is afraid of the Amhara, which is the second largest population.
Why they fought alongside him to bring down the power of the TPLF, and they were ready to work along for Ethiopia, right?
Yeah, we work with him.
Because of his mentality.
He's grown an ethnic mentality. That's what it is. He thinks through ethnic lens only. That's the only way he can see it. That's why he's having a problem with everybody right now. Yeah. When he first came to power, OLF was against him. Remember? Yeah. What's his name? That guy used to live in Minnesota. What's his name? Jawar Muhammad. Yeah. You know, they were against him. OLF is against him because they thought he was working with Amhara grievance. They have a lot of grievance, the Oromo people. Not that they didn't have a good grievance, but you have to resolve the problem instead of going after that. But what he did, my opinion is that he saved Oyane soldiers, mm-hmm. right? The leaders and the soldiers.
So they
he didn't
complete... Up.
Exactly. They back him up against fighting with Amhara.
So the one thing that helped Eritrea.
Yes, exactly.
In the 1970s, the Eritreans, like they had an option, like you're facing a genocide.
Right.
The Ethiopians were coming to wipe out everybody.
Yeah.
You know? So the EPLF, what they do, Eritrean People's Liberation Front, what they would do is they give everybody a way out to go to Sudan. Right.
Right. Yeah.
But they would ask you, would you like to fight for your country?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you can say, like, I'm this, I'm that, whatever. Like, no, you're either Eritrean or you're not Eritrean, right?
Right.
And if you're Eritrean, you have two options, either to fight for your country or to go. Mm-hmm. So if you say you want to go, they give you the means to get out, to be comfortable, right?
Right.
But if you want to stay to a fight, they give you the gun and say, well, okay, we'll defend yourself.
You're going
to
fight,
defend the country, right?
Right.
So I thought Ethiopia was going to do the same thing with Abiy Ahmed. And the fact that he decided to play this ethnic government and stuff like that, it's very, very sickening.
Yeah, so because that's the only thing he knows, like I said earlier. But he kept the Wayane force, you know.
Yeah.
Remember when the war ended, mm-hmm. there was a lot of complaint that he didn't disarm everybody. You know, he keeps saying that he keeps saying a bunch of things that does not add up to. He didn't clearly say that they are disarmed.
Yeah.
And he didn't clearly say that they are disarmed too,
yeah.
or the one way or the other. Now we know why.
Yeah.
Now the Wayane leaders.
Yeah.
The reason he kept them alive is because they have soldiers, right?
Yeah.
Under them, so they fight the Amhara. That's what my theory is. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm understanding.
I think you're absolutely correct. I think you're absolutely correct. So let's move on to the Senegal issue. But before we go to the Senegal issue, let's just do public service announcement that's supposed to be read on time.
Okay.
So let's just go ahead and do that, and then we can go back to the Senegal issue, the greater Africa, what's going on in Africa.
Programming on KFAI is supported in part by Proof Alliance, working to prevent prenatal alcohol exposure, and support families that are affected by fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD, a permanent brain-based disability characterized by a wide range of physical, mental, cognitive, and behavioral symptoms. FASD is caused by prenatal alcohol exposure and impacts 1 in 20 children in the U.S. More information and support online at proofalliance.org.
Lập trình trên KFAI được mang đến cho bạn bởi dịch vụ truyền thông dân tộc thúc đẩy truyền thông văn hóa đa dạng thông qua mạng lưới các phương tiện truyền thông phong phú trên toàn quốc. Thẻ quà tặng là để tặng quà. Chúng thường không được sử dụng để thanh toán, trả IRS, trả tiền bảo lãnh hoặc trả nợ. Không phải trả tiền cho một giải thưởng hoặc trả tiền cho một công ty tiện ích. Không phải cho một trường hợp khẩn cấp gia đình. Nếu ai đó yêu cầu bạn thanh toán cho họ bằng thẻ quà tặng để khắc phục sự cố thì đó có thể là lừa đảo. Nếu bạn nghĩ rằng bạn đã trả tiền cho một kẻ lừa đảo, hãy báo cáo với công ty thẻ quà tặng, yêu cầu trả lại tiền của bạn. Bạn có thể truy cập báo cáo điểm gian lận ftc.gov để tìm hiểu thêm và thông báo cho Ủy ban Thương mại Liên bang.
Programming on KFAI is brought to you by Ethnic Media Services, promoting cross-cultural communications through a network of diverse media outlets nationwide. Gift cards are for gifts. They are not typically used to make payments, pay the IRS, pay bail, or pay a debt. Not to pay for a prize or pay a utility company. Not for a family emergency. If someone asks you to pay them with gift cards to fix a problem, it's likely a scam. If you think you paid a scammer, report it to the gift card company, ask for your money back. You can visit reportfraud.ftc.gov to learn more and alert the Federal Trade Commission.
Okay, we're back. Okay. You guys can listen to us talk again. Mm. So now let's talk about Senegal.
Man.
You know, Senegal this week had an election. This election was won by this guy that just came out of prison. But the guy that was supposed to be running for the election, they imprisoned him. You know, there was a front runner and everybody liked him. And they imprisoned that person. And that person, when he was in jail, everybody in the West, actually, they looked the other way. You know, because he was the guy that was supposed to be unseating their guy, you know. So they looked the other way, and then he was in jail. So his partner or his assistant or something, he ran. And I guess the people's desire, you know, it's democracy, right? Mm-hmm. So the people, they elected him. They elected him, and the first thing he talked about when he came in is like about the exploitation of Western countries, specifically the French, mm-hmm. in Senegal.
Right.
This guy, by all accounts, you know, he seems to be like determined to clean up Senegal from all the bad stuff that has happened to it. You know?
Right.
In 1970s and 1980s, there was a huge movement of Pan-Africanism, like with Thomas Sankara and Touré and all those guys, you know, and this thing was Africa's independence, you know, yeah. And like Lumumba, you know, it was the U.S. and I think it was the Belgians or
Belgium.
The Belgian and the U.S. They basically massacred the guy, and in a horrible, horrible way, they killed him off.
No.
So everybody
killed, he made a speech during the inauguration, you know. So they rolled the paper, his speech.
Yeah.
And they put him in his mouth and then shot him and then burned him.
No, before he was still alive when they cut him to pieces and then they poured acid on him.
Right, yeah.
And they melted his body through acid. It was like a very, very horrific way of killing anybody. It just does not make any sense, mm-hmm. you know. So now you see like all this Pan-Africanism movement that was from the 1970s slowly start to creep up again. You know, you saw the Sahara nations Mali and Niger and
Burkina Faso.
And those guys, they have already established themselves. You know?
Yeah.
And at some point, there was talk about sanctions. I mean, they did put some sanctions from the U.S., but there was also going to be the ECOWAS countries were going to invade. And then these guys, they got out of the ECOWAS. Now the ECOWAS is just begging for them to come back again. Mm. So, I mean, it's going like all this back and forth. But more importantly, like now other nations like Senegal is joining them.
Mm-hmm.
So Central African Republic and those guys are kind of leaning towards that way. And even Sudan, if they do get their acts together at some point, they look like they're going to be leaning that way. So do you think this would be like, okay, you got 1 minute.
Yeah.
1 minute. Okay, give me the best answer you can in 1 minute.
1 minute, okay. Well, I think this movement is unstoppable because it collided with the fall of the West. That's why it's going to succeed. That's what I'm thinking. You know, the West has shot itself to death. You know, it's a matter of time when it's going to collapse. You know, Europe or America is not going to continue. That dominance is not going to continue because.
Well, I mean, the countries are not going to collapse because we saw the collapse of the Soviet Union.
It doesn't collapse. What the unipolar? What I meant. Yeah. What the unipolar is going to end. It's multipolar now. Not only the big ones, China and Russia, but also the little ones like South Africa, India. Other countries, anyway.
This is a short-lived, or do you think
it's not going to stop?
Salvation for Africans are going to finally can't happen.
No, it might take time
because
of the some of the colonial mentalities are still there. You know the main thing is you have to remember is that the clarity have to come to your mind before you proceed with these things. Remember that Chabe have three things: Nahat, Nurat, Mudab, Namikalas. You have to have that. Nahat without I don't know what is it called in English.
The WOC program in America, right?
Right. You know, unless you combine that, it will take time.
Yeah.
Because the people have been so much colonized for so many years, it's really hard to get rid of that mentality. You know, like last week we talked about the I don't know which country when he was inaugurated, he was wearing a French military uniform. I mean that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the art. So,
well, I think we're gonna have to conclude our program today. We're gonna continue next week. Want to thank everybody that stayed with us through our discussions here. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. This has been the Air 10 Community Radio. Coming up is Voice of Ethiopia. خبركم سمعتنا زي ما تدلوا سمون بتماسا سالم الدكتور من الرخب أمتكلكم تنعو أو تحفاش عبرنا فانوكم تحنكنيو